back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode for today is The Emerald of the Incas Part 2, which first aired on April 3rd, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman. When we last saw him, Clark Kent had come to Stonehouse in the suburb of Brentwood with Elsie Beecham to investigate the mystery surrounding Elsie's father, Dr. George Haven Beecham, world-famous scientist and explorer. Recently returned from the jungles of South America, Dr. Beecham has hidden himself away with only a native servant for company and refused to see even his own daughter. Arriving at Stonehouse, Kent had left the car to investigate the house, only to be recalled by frantic blasts of an auto horn. Elsie, left alone in the car, had been attacked by a pair of vicious mastiffs and was in danger of her life. Fighting off the dogs, Kent turned to reassure the girl, only to be faced with a new terror. Listen.
Oh, Mr. Kent, that giant man I saw through the trees, why, he's gone.
It's probably only the shadows in the branches.
No, I saw him. I know I did.
Well, there's nothing there now. I can't see a thing. Look, do you see anything?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Not now. But I did. I know I did. Well, you heard the tom-tom beating, didn't you?
Well, yes, but I...
And I saw the man, a gigantic man, and he just stood there, peering.
Well, he isn't there now. At least I don't think so.
He is. I know he is. He's close to us, hiding somewhere, stealing up on us.
No, he's not, Miss Beecham. Now, look here. You stay here, and I'll have a look around.
Oh, no, don't go, Mr. Kent. Don't leave me alone again. I'll come, too.
But I can't tell what we may run into.
I don't care. I feel safer with you. Please.
Well, come on. We leave the car right here.
Well, what are you going to do?
First of all, we want to get into that house. It looks completely deserted, but I know someone's in it.
My father, do you think?
Well, maybe. I'm not sure yet. Hold my arm, Miss Beecham.
Wait. I thought I heard something. Mr. Kent, I did. The tom-tom.
Quick! Back of these bushes. Crouch down.
There. Mr. Kent, look out there in that patch of moonlight.
Great Scott!
There. That's what I saw, Mr. Kent. It is a giant.
No, not a giant, Miss Beecham. It's a man. He's big, all right, but it's a man. A tremendous big black man.
He's listening. He hears us, Mr. Kent. Oh, who is he? What's he doing?
I'd like to know. Wonder if he's the one I heard walking in the house.
Oh, look, he's moving again, Mr. Kent. He's coming this way.
We're in the shadow. He can't see us. Here, slip this way toward the house. Keep down as much as you can.
He heard us. He's running, Mr. Kent.
Quick! You hide in there, Miss Beecham. Back in that angle of the wall. I'll take care of this.
Oh, no, no. He'll kill you.
Go on, quick. Stay out of sight. Don't move till I call. Quick, Miss Beecham. Run!
It's so dark. I can't see anything.
Now then, the girl out of the way, Superman goes to work. I'll just give that giant a chance to try his voodoo on me. He's coming this way, all right. Well, my friend, you're due for a shock. About three more steps and out we go. All right, you.
You. What you doing?
Never mind what I'm doing. What are you doing, and where did you come from?
So you come out of dark. I've been look for you. I fix you, white man.
Look out. I'm giving you fair warning.
No, you sure run. I catch you now.
I'm not running. Oh, you want to fight, do you?
Got it. I get you now. I cut you in half.
Don't pull that knife. Knives don't bother me. Just gonna pick you right off the ground.
Up
over my head.
You put me down. I kill you.
You won't have a chance. You're going up to the top of that tree.
I
once,
know.
Twice.
No,
now.
No.
There. That'll hold you for a while. Now, where's that girl got to? Miss Beecham. Miss Beecham.
Mr. Kent. I'm here, Mr. Kent.
Oh, good. She never saw me. Back to Clark Kent again. Where are you, Miss Beecham?
Right here. Oh, Mr. Kent, what happened?
Why, didn't you see?
Oh, I didn't dare look. I just crouched into the wall as close as I could. Mr. Kent, the giant, where is he?
Oh, he just went away. I shooed him off. Didn't you hear us?
Oh, I heard you arguing, and then a crash. What happened?
Why, he tripped and fell. Come on, Miss Beecham. I want to get into the house, see if that door's open.
No. Oh, it's locked from the inside.
Well, in this case, I think we're justified in housebreaking. Stand back a little, Miss Beecham.
Oh, goodness. Well, you can't break through that.
Oh, it isn't so strong. I'll just throw a stone at the lock. Stand back of that tree. It might bounce. All right, now.
Why, Mr. Kent, you broke it all to bits.
I told you it wasn't strong. Come on, now, quick, inside.
Mr. Kent, do you think it's safe?
Come along. It's safer than outside just now. Maybe I can fasten what's left of that door behind us. Yes, look. All I broke was the lock. And there's a steel bar that drops right across it. There. There we are.
Now what? It's black as pitch. I can't see a thing.
Now, wait. Wait while I strike a match.
We seem to be in kind of a hallway.
That's a little better. Not much. Yes, you're right, Miss Beecham. We are in a hall. And this looks like the library or living room. Come on.
Oh, here's a piece of candle, Mr. Kent.
Oh, good. Quick. Match is almost out. That's the stuff. Now we can at least see where we're going.
Goodness. What a dreadful place, Mr. Kent. Wait, it looks haunted.
Yes, I admit I've seen more attractive places. That's a fact.
What was that? I heard something creaking.
Quiet. Oh, I don't hear anything.
It was kind of a creaking. Upstairs, Mr. Kent. Where do you suppose my father is?
I don't know, Miss Beecham. I'm afraid he isn't here.
Oh, why? What made you think that?
Well, I don't think anybody's here. If there were, well, why haven't they turned up? They've made enough noise breaking in.
Listen. There it is again. Mr. Kent, there's someone walking around in the room just above us.
You're right. Stay here, Miss Beecham.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I'm going to find out who or what that is.
Oh, let me come too.
No, not this time, please.
Oh, Mr. Kent, I'm frightened. I don't like this place. Oh, something's going to happen.
Easy now, Miss Beecham. Try not to give way like that. We're all right.
Oh, Dad. Where's Dad? And what's going on here? Mr. Kent, what is it?
Miss Beecham, I don't know. But there's only one way to find out, and that's by going right up there and looking.
Oh, Mr. Kent, don't do it. Don't do it.
I've got to. And you've got to stay here now, please. It's the only way.
All right. All right, if that's what you want me to do.
Ah, good girl. That's the way to talk. I won't be long. And if anything happens, I'll come right down again.
Oh, hurry. Hurry as fast as you can.
And if you want me, just call.
Don't you want the candle?
What, to leave you in the dark? I've got the matches. Now, you just stay right there in that room, Miss Beecham. Now then, we'll just see who is in that room. Here, this is the door. Nothing doing. I thought so. Locked. I thought that, too. Yet there is someone inside. I can hear him breathing. Open up, please. Open this door. Come on, you can hear me, all right. I said open this door. Well, if you don't open this door, I'll break it down.
Keep away! Keep away or I'll shoot!
Open the door!
I warned you! For the last time, get away! Get off!
Too bad. Now, don't try that gun again. Here, give it here.
You haven't got...
Stop that! Give me that gun! That's better. Now then.
You've tracked me down, but you won't get it. You'll never get it.
Put that chair down! Now listen to me, will you? I'm your friend.
You're lying. You can't fool me.
Are you Dr. Beecham?
You know I am, but you'll never get what you're looking for.
Doctor, I'm not looking for anything. Except you. Now, will you listen? I'm a reporter. Clark Kent, working for the Daily Planet.
The Daily Planet?
Yes, your friend Jay Hamlin, assistant editor. He sent me down here with your daughter, Elsie.
Elsie? Don't tell me she's here.
Oh, Doctor, she's been worried to death. She asked us to help her.
I knew what I was doing, but you shouldn't have come here or brought Elsie.
But you were killing her with anxiety. She was afraid something had happened to you.
I was killing her. You've killed her by bringing her here.
What?
And maybe killed us all. Where is she? Quick, where is she?
Well, she's right downstairs in the library. Oh, Doctor, come down and talk to her, will you?
Fool, you don't know.
What?
You don't know what's happening here. I can't go down.
Well, why not, Doctor? What's wrong?
I tell you, I can't. I can't leave this room.
No!
Oh, Mr. Kent! Help!
Elsie! Elsie!
Come on, Doctor, quick! Downstairs! Miss Beecham! Miss Beecham!
Come on, man, I'm coming.
Look out for the stairs, Doctor. There was a light down there.
Elsie!
Miss Beecham! Where's the light?
Oh, what's happening? I can't see. Kent, strike a light.
Wait a minute. My matches.
Elsie! Elsie!
Here we are. Now we can see something. There.
Where is she? Kent, where's my daughter?
Why? Why?
You fool, I told you. You've brought her here and now she's gone.
Miss Beecham! Miss Beecham!
Elsie! Elsie, where
Miss
are
Beecham!
You?
Elsie!
The vast empty house rings with echoes, but no answer comes. Elsie Beecham has vanished. Where has she gone? What shadowy figure came stealing in through the half-broken door? And finally, what is the secret that Dr. Beecham has been guarding so carefully in Stone House? Guarding with his very life. Be with us again next time and follow the story. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is The Emerald of the Incas, Part 3, which first aired on April 5th, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman. Mighty visitor from another world with the strength of 100 men and a physical structure undreamed of and unattainable by earthbound humans. Champion of the weak and the oppressed. Tireless fighter for the cause of truth and justice. When we last saw him, Clark Kent was at Stonehouse in Brentwood. Ghost-like and forbidding retreat of Dr. George Haven Beecham, world-famous scientist and explorer. With him was the doctor's daughter, Elsie, come on a desperate attempt to discover why her father had deliberately cut himself off from his friends and family since his return from his latest expedition to the jungles of South America. Finally breaking into the apparently deserted house, Kent has left Elsie on the lower floor. While he investigates footsteps in an upper room, he finds Dr. Beecham, ready to defend himself against intruders with a knife and gun. But just as Kent is about to offer explanations, a ringing scream brings both men racing back downstairs to the library. Everything is in darkness. Kent strikes a match, and they stare about to find that Elsie has vanished. Listen.
Elsie! Miss Beecham!
Where are you,
Elsie?
Miss Beecham!
Look back at the lounge there. Maybe she fainted and fell.
No, doctor. Where's that draft coming from? Quick, maybe she's out that way. That's how we got in. Broke a door down. Come on, doctor.
Look, it's open.
That's the way she went. She must have seen something or been frightened by something inside the house.
Or else she was carried away. The devils, if they've done that, if they're trying to get at me that way. Come on, Kent.
Zingri! Zingri! Careful when you go out, doctor. No, not a sign of anything out here. Better get back inside.
Where is she? Elsie! Elsie!
Doctor, it's not safe out here, I know.
Do you think I care about that when they've got my daughter? You brought her here, you're responsible for this. Why don't you go and bring her back?
Doctor, I'll do that, only we don't know yet where she is. Now, look here, you go back and search the house.
What are you going to do? Elsie!
I'll stay out here, and if she's anywhere on the grounds, I'll find her.
Kent, you're right. She may be inside after all. Elsie! Elsie, where are you?
And I will find her, too, if it's humanly possible. Or rather, Superman will. No time for running around on foot. This is where Superman takes to the air. Too dark to see very well. First off, where did I leave that giant native? If he broke in and carried her off, no telling where she is now. I thought I'd finished with him. And if I didn't and he recovered his senses, this is where he ought to be. Ah, he's gone. Vanished. Now, if I can find him, I may find Elsie, too. What's that? It's a car. One man driving, all by himself. Well, I'll just yank you out of that, and your car can go where it likes.
Hey, what the? What's that? Oh, quit! Let me go! You'll wreck me!
Come along. Let go of that steering wheel. You and I are going to have a little talk.
No, no.
There now. Come on.
Who are you?
Never mind about me. We're talking about you. Where did you come from? And who did you come with? Where are they now? Come on, quick. Talk.
Listen, boss. Honest. All I did is drive the car. I'm Eddie Hilly.
Whose car?
The fellas that came here. Two of them. Little brown guys.
Little? Did you say little?
Yeah. Well, not dwarves, but they wasn't no giants.
You sure of that? You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
Oh, no.
You sure one of them wasn't a giant? A big, tall fellow, almost black?
No. They were small, I tell you. Both of them.
All right. Where did they come from and what do they want?
Hey, mister, I don't know. Honest. They picked me up in town and hired me to drive them out to Brentwood. Said they'd give me a good pay. That's all. Honest.
Well, I think you need a little ride up in the air.
No. I'm giving it to you straight, mister. Honest, I am.
If that's all you know, why did you try to get away from here so fast? Why didn't you stop when you saw me standing there in the road?
Hey, mister, how did I know who you was? You might have been a cop in that blue outfit. I figured I had enough.
Oh, and what made you decide that?
Too much funny business. First, a lot of yells. Then dogs. Then a drum beating. It give me the creeps.
What else?
Plenty. Just as I was getting ready to blow, a big gorilla comes looping along.
What? A big black man?
Hey, mister, that wasn't no man.
Never mind that. Where did he go?
I didn't wait to see. I took one look and mighty near fainted. And that's all I know. So help me.
This time I believe you. Just the same, you're coming with me.
Oh, no. Wait, listen.
You won't get hurt. That's a promise.
Hey, we're going up in the air. Hey, no, put me down, mister. Put me down. No, wait. Wait, please, mister, please.
All right. That's that. Now, you come along with me.
No, not in that house. It's spooked. I ain't going in there.
Oh, yes, you are, and right now, too. But take a look at me first.
Hey, you're changed. You got regular clothes on.
Right. And if you think you've been flying through the air, you've just been imagining things, understand?
What? Hey, listen. I know mighty well I was flying.
I say you weren't. Unless you want to fly again and much higher.
No.
All right.
Not me.
Then remember what I say. Now forget all about it.
Huh? Sure. I catch. Yeah, boss. Whatever you say.
All right.
Kent. I say, Kent, are you there?
Right here, doctor. Outside the house.
Hey. Even your voice is different.
You remember what I say?
Sure, boss, you bet.
Kent, what luck?
None at all, doctor. How about you?
Not a sign of a... Well, who's this? Where did he come from?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out myself. Apparently, he drove two little brown men out here to pay a call on you.
Oh, he did he? Uh-huh. Then it's you I have to thank for the disappearance of my daughter.
Oh, no, sir, not me. I ain't seen nobody's daughter.
Doctor, something flew past my head.
Yeah, mine too. Hey, what is this?
Inside the house, quick!
No. Get Elsie. You can't leave her out here.
Doctor, get inside. We'll find Elsie later. Now, quick. You too. Come on. Go on there. Move.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Doctor, quick. Come on. Inside the house. Here we are. All right. Block up that doorway now. Quick. Come on. Bring that bar. That's it. That's solid enough, I guess. There we are.
Mister, what is that out there? I think I'm going crazy. What's going on here?
Well, for one thing, those little brown men you brought out here, I think they're doing their best to kill the whole lot of us.
Kent, just one moment. That taxi driver, where is he? Is he there? It's so dark, I can't see.
Yeah, right here, Chief.
Look here. These men that you drove out, did they carry anything with them when they left the car?
Yes, they did. One of them had a long piece of bamboo.
Bamboo? Hollow? Was it hollow?
Hollow? Yeah, I guess it was, all right.
Kent, that's it.
What?
They brought a blowgun to shoot poison darts.
Blowgun?
And if one of them so much as nicks your skin...
What's that? What did you say, Chief?
I say keep out of sight. Don't stand in front of those windows.
Great Scott!
Yeah. There, you see. By no means stand in front of windows. And to think that Elsie is out there somewhere... Oh, Kent, I tell you I can't stand it. I tell you I can't.
Easy does it now, easy. Wherever she is, they haven't got her.
How do you know that?
Well, because if they did have her, they wouldn't be peppering us with arrows or darts either. They'd use her as a hostage. Whatever it is they're after.
Just a moment. How do you know they're after anything?
Well, Dr. Beecham, I'm not deaf and blind, and you said yourself that...
I? What did I say?
Why, when I broke into your room upstairs... You said they'd never get what they were after. Doctor, what is it? Don't you think you'd better tell me?
Kent, if I do, you'll be in the same position that I am. I've sworn to go through with this myself and not to put anyone in the danger that I've been in.
But, Doctor, I'm in it as much as you are. Doctor! Dr. Beecham! What's the matter?
Hey, look. He's staggering. He's sick.
Doctor!
Kent, I've been hit. One of those darts nicked me.
Doctor, quick. What can I do? There must be something.
No, I know the symptoms. Paralysis. Going all over me.
Steady, Doctor.
Quickly.
Doctor, yeah, tell me. Quickly. Tell me.
In the right hand pocket, special serum. I'm the only man that knows it. Quick.
Right hand pocket? Yeah. Wait a minute. Yes, I have it. No. It's a glass tube with a needle. All right, Doctor, what do I do?
Oh, no. Too late.
No, it isn't, Doctor.
It's as if they'd won after all. Oh, can't...
Doctor! Doctor, wake up! Listen to me! What do I do with this needle? Doctor!
No, can't break the tube.
Yes, all right.
Fill the needle.
Right.
And push in the shoulder.
In your shoulder. Wait a minute.
All it can carry. But too late now. Too late.
No. Look, keep awake, Doctor. I'm doing it. I'm doing just what you said. Look. Wait a minute. There it goes.
And important. Listen to story.
Yes?
Responsibility. Don't forget.
Doctor, hang on. Don't let go. You haven't told me yet. Doctor, what is it?
Kent, the sacred emerald of the Incas. It may save the whole human race. The emerald.
Struggling to speak, the heavy form of Dr. Beecham slumps over on the lounge. Has the poison on the dart done its work? Is he too far gone to be brought back by the serum? What strange and unbelievable mystery lies behind the sacred emerald of the Incas? And where is Elsie Beecham? Be with us again next time and follow the story of Superman. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.